Of the Islamic Revolution has urged all Iranians to vigorously confront the enemy's economic plots through buying domestically made products. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made a remark in a speech on Sunday to the personnel at a pharmaceutical factory on the occasion of the National Workers' Week in Iran. The leader said the same strong will that has helped the Iranian nation overcome other enemy plots over the past 33 years would also see the nation through the economic conspiracies, pressures, and sanctions. Ayatollah Khamenei said the true realization of the country's various goals, such as political independence, requires self-sufficiency and economic independence. He said, in turn, economic independence is contingent upon the formation of a strong national production, while national production will be generated through collective and practical respect for labor and investments. The leader added that fighting economic corruption is also necessary for boosting domestic production. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that buying domestically produced goods is meant to avoid dependence on foreign countries, since the enemies are trying to defeat Iran by sabotaging its economy. Elsewhere, felicitating all Iranian workers on the National Labor Week, the leader said, the socialist and capitalist systems exploit workers, but Islam is honest with workers and believes that labor is a value and creates value. Ayatollah Khamenei reminded of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who once said he would kiss the hands of workers. The leader underscored the importance of labor and investments, saying, capital and labor are the two wings of national production, which in turn pushes the country towards development and progress. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that defusing the enemy's economic plots requires the efforts of all the Iranian state and private sector managers, directors, workers, and capital holders. The leader called for coordinated measures to be taken by the government to support national production, saying the legislative and judiciary branch must also strongly support the national economy.